This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Come guys, on. what's wrong, Mike?
Well, where to start?
What's wrong, buddy? Welcome back.
We can't.
It can't just be this now.
It can't.
Why can't we be a Christmas podcast forever?
Because same reason why people don't go into the store that's just a Christmas store.
Have you seen those? Those
yes,
exist.
They're all in
There's
Burbank.
There's one in New York.
Okay.
That's like F-A-O crazy.
Schwartz.
What'd you call me?
Ethan.
Did you just call me Ben Schwartz? I'm just kidding. I'm not going to play Christmas music. I'm just doing it as a gag.
Good.
Guys, welcome back. It's 2018. It's a new year for the podcast.
I feel different.
I don't.
Okay.
Thank you for being honest. Not at all. But welcome back.
This is our make good year for 2017.
You know,
it wasn't quite right, so we're gonna go back and do it again.
I do appreciate the people that were like, where were you? I know I'm Dynamic Banter this week, but also give me a break. Give me a goddamn break.
I do appreciate the people who didn't listen to the full last episode.
I appreciate people that don't follow directions and or listen to us. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I could take them or leave them. It's nice to be wanted.
Welcome back, Mike.
It's nice to be missed.
Welcome back, me.
Welcome back, you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to be across from you
again. Yeah, it's great to be across from you. I missed you, buddy. We had a phone call. We talked on the phone during the break.
We did.
And we texted some funny things to each other.
We did.
I think you texted something that you said, I hope I laugh at when you show it to me. I forgot what it was.
I always think about that shit. Sometimes I'll be at my apartment and I'll think of something and I'll know that it's not for anybody else.
Yeah.
And no one. And
there's jokes tailored for specific friends. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I know that most people in my life, if I texted some of that stuff to, would stop talking to me afterwards.
Yeah. Or I would just get like I would have to explain it.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to.
Just the LOL in hopes that the conversation moved on afterwards.
I want to start off this podcast, Mike, by. What I want you to know, well, what I'd like you to know right now is that a friend of mine.
I don't think what I'd like you to know right now is something that you have to say in a conversation. I think just the thing you have to say is that.
I think I just. It kind of just gives you a little bit of preparation for what's to come.
Hey, listen to this next thing I'm going to say.
Yeah, you could do that. It's nice. It's a formality.
Yeah, okay.
A friend of mine named Crystal sent me a wonderful gift that I'm very excited to unveil officially here on the podcast.
Okay.
Now,
definitely didn't need the preamble to
oh,
that.
Oh, I think I did. I think I did. Once you see it, you're going to get this.
Okay.
You're going to understand.
But I'd like you to know now.
Mike, have you ever heard of a vuvuzela?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Tell me what you know of them.
I know that a vuvuzela is the first thing that happens in a long line of me that ends in me leaving the podcast. That's the tiniest one. Does it extend?
It certainly does.
Okay. Yep. This is, and I'd like you to listen to this. The first thing that happens before I gently make my exit from Dynamic Banter.
This kind woman sent us this vuvuzela. Well, I'm going to say us. I'm going to say she sent it to us. And I got to tell you, it's a beautiful piece of equipment here. Mm. This is a beautiful piece of plastic.
And it's
about 28 inches long.
Certainly is an extendable piece of plastic. You can't see it on the...
You can put this as... You can bring this on as a carry-on and you, if you'd like.
If you'd like to waste that.
But are you ready for just a little demonstration of what a vuvuzela wouldn't? Well, here's the thing. Here's the most important thing about this. No one, I don't know if anyone is familiar with the isolated sound of just one vuvuzela.
Interesting point.
I think we've only ever heard hundreds at the same time.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's fair to the vuvuzela.
I think it's the type of thing where if you heard 1,000, or 100 rather chainsaws at once, you may not be like, I wonder what one chainsaw sounds like. Cause this is the plastic, cheap plastic, chainsaw, as it were.
Well, be that
I'd
as
rather
it,
go back and do Christmas.
Be that as it may, Michael. What I'd like to do right now is just maybe give a quick rundown of the history of this beautiful instrument.
You want to do that to Christmas music?
The vuvuzela, also known as le petata mombe.
I like when you don't know exactly how to pronounce it. You just end it. You end it in like a way that the accent may have suggested.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, Mike. It's a plastic horn. I ain't even waiting for that.
Thank you.
It's about 65 centimeters, 2 feet long. And it produces a loud monotone note. Typically around B flat 3.
It typically produces the longest, most worst note.
It's the B flat below a middle C. For those of you that are writing down notes, some models are made in two parts to facilitate storage. I find that convenient myself. And the design also allows pitch variation.
Was that right?
Oh, because I bet the version that's smaller. That's cool.
You know what's even better than one bad note?
Two bad notes. Many types of vuvuzela, the plural, made by several manufacturers, may produce various intensity and frequency outputs. Shit, you're spilling.
Oh, shit. There's a situation. Don't watch the video part.
It's all right. It's just water.
Sarah, edit this out.
It's just delicious water. No, don't edit this out, Sarah. Please leave it
in. Sarah, oh, God.
It's all right. It's just a little water.
But he's a collectible.
No. Don't worry about that.
Is this popular enough to get mad?
No.
If it gets ruined?
Absolutely not. It's just water, baby. I'm not worried about it.
This guy's been here.
Listen, I like my toys. I'm going to tell you that. But I'm not a stinge when it comes to them. I say play with them. That's what they're there for. If you want to pour a damn Zevia on it, then do it.
This is the first time this table's been wiped down. In ever. Anyway, please.
The intensity of these outputs depends on the following technique and pressure exerted.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, it depends on the blowing technique.
My nickname in high school.
The blowing technique. Traditionally made and inspired from a kudu horn, the vuvuzela was used to summon distant villagers to attend community gatherings. The vuvuzela is most used at football matches in South Africa and has become a symbol of South African football as the stadiums are filled with its sound.
South African? Somebody blow the vuvuzela? I'm South African. Pretty good? Owen says it's good.
I forgot he was here for a moment. The vuvuzela.
Somebody blow the vuvuzela so Jeff knows that the football match is happening. South Africa.
The intensity of the sound caught the attention of the global football community during the 2009 FIFA Confederations Cup. In anticipation of South Africa hosting the 2010 FIFA World Cup.
We'd be happy to host. I'm South African.
The vuvuzela has been the subject of controversy when used by spectators at football matches. Its high sound pressure levels at close range can lead to permanent hearing loss.
Okie dokie. And I think, hold on, if we can go back and maybe add that little getting furious.
Come on, Mike, it's Christmas. Oh, wait. I think it's important that I continue, though, because there is a piece about the vuvuzela's loudness that I think is important.
I see now, disagreements up and down.
It's the high sound pressure levels at close range that can lead to permanent hearing loss for unprotected ears after exposure with a sound level of 120 decibel levels.
That's a little...
At 1 meter from the device's opening. So it could be used as a cool weapon. What if someone broke into my house and I just blew a vuvuzela right in their face?
I think they'd punch you and then take it.
I think I'd stop. I think they'd be...
Madder.
They'd be frightened. They'd be surprised.
They would be surprised for a second. Then more mad.
And then I could keep blowing it.
And then, you can't blow anything when you're dead. You'd be dead.
But look at how far away I can be from the person.
About a foot and a half.
I mean, if they've got a knife, good luck, buddy. Good luck. Anyway, so you can thank our friend Crystal for doing that.
Is that optional?
Would you like to hear it, Mike?
No.
All right.
Thank you, Crystal.
So how was your New Year's, Mike?
It's great. I had a good time. I was in our neck of the woods, and there was no one really out at all.
Yeah.
And we had a reservation at this one particular place, and they were like, okay, we could probably squeeze you in the back. And then we were there all night from like 8 to almost 12, and no one else was there. And they didn't. Owen turned into an old door for a second. Owen, you're full of piss and vinegar today, aren't you? And farts. You farted.
Do you think he just wants attention, or?
That's why I'm addressing him. I don't know what comes next. Is he mad about the vuvuzela?
Do you think Owen wants to hear the vuvuzela?
Just let me leave first. Let me leave and get my knife. we thought it was funny that they took our reservation and they put us in like the very back of the backmost corner and then no one else showed up.
Oh no. So you were just in this empty ass restaurant and you had clear view of nothing but empty chairs and tables.
Yeah. For the most part. That's we were too great. Busy having fun and living it
That's
up.
Like that one time we went to Elliot's birthday at that wonderful place.
I've talked about that so many times.
It's something I'll never forget.
It was one of the best days of my life.
It really was wonderful. And video. Of course I still have.
Okay, good.
my New Year's was nice. Thank you for asking.
How was your New Year's?
My New Year's was nice. Thank you for asking. It was pretty chill. That's my story.
What did you do? Where were you?
I just hung out here.
Oh. Did you not even want to see if I was around?
You know, I knew you weren't in town.
Uh-huh. I was in town. Maybe call. Maybe yell across the street.
Well, what were you doing on New Year's Day?
Watching the Twilight Zone.
That's a good plan.
And planning my morning show. I'm doing a new thing on YouTube.
Oh, yeah,
Steve.
I saw that.
I'm real excited about it.
I saw that. I haven't watched it yet, but I saw you're doing it.
Dude, I've been on this goddamn website forever.
Which one?
The
Pornhub.
MySpace. And I've been losing my heart for it a little bit recently.
Okay.
And so I'm changing it up, so I enjoy doing it a lot.
That's really good, man. I like to hear that.
Been doing it nonstop.
Yeah, that's true.
For 12 years.
That's actually true. What's the longest break you've taken from YouTube in those years? Like from posting?
When I got sick, I didn't post for a while. Maybe a month. And that was the most. And then since then, it's been at least once a week forever.
Well, tell us how you really feel.
Before the burp, that was that.
Okay.
And so I'm doing this morning show, and it comes out on Tuesdays and Fridays early in the morning. I'm open to suggestions, Steve.
Okay.
What do you think is a good morning show time? Because it has to fall somewhere in between the perfect morning show time for both coasts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know some people like to wake up in the morning, like fucking 6 o'clock, but I can't do that for both coasts.
Yeah, and then a lot of people commute. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people don't get into their offices until like 9 a.m. Yeah. By that time, it's already lunchtime in New York.
And then it's basically night after lunch.
Right away. It's terrifying how quickly the night falls.
It's terrifying how quickly the night falls by Whitney Houston.
I was going to say by Meatloaf. How quickly the night falls.
It's terrifying, baby. but it's real fun, man. I'm doing like different segments, and some of the segments come from videos from way far back. And then I want to do a lot of interviews. Like I want to have you on it.
Oh hell yeah! I would love to do that.
Just a simple yes or no.
Yes, I would love to do that, please.
But it's real fun. It's invigorated me.
Well, I'm very excited for you, man, because that's cool. When my friends are invigorated by their own stuff, uh-huh, that's a very happy thing for me.
That's good. How's your mom?
My mom's great, man. Thank you for asking.
Was she upset that you didn't share tamales with me?
Did she not care? She was kind of bummed out about it, but she was like, you know, at least they were eaten.
As if there were ever a doubt that good food would be left
that's
uneaten.
Good point.
And your how's Bree?
Bree's great.
Did she have a good Hanukkah?
She had a great Hanukkah, and she was with her family. I was with my family.
Yep.
And you know, we did our own thing. It was nice. And then we did New Year's together.
Do you buy each other things?
We did buy each other things.
Do
yeah.
you buy her Hanukkah things? Or do you give her, like, one fell swoop on
No,
Christmas?
I don't believe in that Hanukkah.
So you don't want to make her feel comfortable by...
Well, I think, I mean, she doesn't, you know, she doesn't believe in Christmas.
Uh-huh. So you just never give her stuff.
So we just, you know what's a nice thing to do is a nice handshake. On Christmas Day, great to see you, yeah. And that's your Christmas gift.
And then once in a while, maybe like May 13th, you just drop a bunch of presents on her door.
Yeah.
It's present day.
Yeah.
it's the present day.
Yeah, you know, Bree's interest or her motivation, or what's the right word I'm looking for here? Her involvement in Hanukkah is not as much as her parents'. Involvement is.
Her parents were the founders.
They are, yeah. Dr. Dreer and Magatha Hanukkah.
Dr. Dreer. Remember Dr. Dreer's drink lab?
Do you remember Dr. Dreer's Beats? Beats by Dreer. Yeah, no, it was nice, man. I you know, Bree and I saw Zoya the other day.
Is that right?
In a car, yeah.
Was she robbing a bank?
No, she was in a car, and Bree and I were walking back from seeing Jumanji.
Did you
enjoy Welcome it? To the Jungle.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I certainly did enjoy it, yeah.
You see my friend The Rock in it?
I did see your friend Dwayne in it.
You say anything about me?
DJ.
I can't believe you saw it again.
Who was that, Todd?
Owen said, he can't believe you saw it again.
Yeah, I saw it twice. I enjoyed it. I see a lot of movies twice in the theater, especially if I enjoy them.
Steve, that's a lot of your life.
Yeah, it was nice.
Gone.
Yeah, just gone. Just totally gone.
You ever listen to a podcast twice?
Oh, no.
I have. I listened to so many episodes of this podcast twice. Gone.
That time's gone.
Someday I'm going to be with my grandchildren, and I'm going to take my last breath, and I'm going to be like, maybe if I didn't listen to that podcast twice.
Yeah, maybe I'd have just one more hour with my family.
Could be. They say it's worse than smoking cigarettes, listening to podcasts twice. It takes an hour and 45 minutes off the end of your life. Gone.
Mike, I want to talk to you about something, and I don't know how to bring this up to you in a way that doesn't, that wouldn't have us talking about potential production things and you know, really boring, like, podcast talk.
What do you think is worse, this conversation or the next one?
I think setting this up for you is the proper way to go about this.
Let's go. Let's do it.
I think the way that I'm going to do this now is simply by doing this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Mike, I don't know what we're going to do about Cloverfields.
Maybe it could be a segment on Dynamic
Banter. On Dynamic Banter?
Because they took it away from us.
Well, we can, I guess we just need to reach out and try to figure it out. Is this the conversation I was trying to avoid?
No, this is a whole new conversation where I'm holding back jokes that would make me laugh that I don't know if they're rude to make or not. So I'm going to... Good. That's probably for the best.
Mike, there has been some Cloverfield news!
My new favorite thing.
Guys,
so much effort.
The untitled Cloverfield sequel has been pushed back another time.
Join us next week. Shit. Good. Everything is included.
So you know, I've been getting a lot of tweets. I don't know if you've been getting a lot of the same tweets
about
like
three.
There's Cloverfield news.
Yeah, I got three, and that was too many. I could have done without those three.
Well, here's the thing: the there wasn't really any Cloverfield news, Cloverfield 3 news, because the only thing that was going on was someone from Slash Film tweeted out that the last time Cloverfield, the third Cloverfield movie, was pushed, it was pushed to February 2nd, 2018. It was supposed to come out like in October.
Right.
Do you remember that? October 17th.
Vaguely.
Yeah, October 17th
actually,
is when
I'm not going to lie. I didn't remember.
You didn't remember that? Okay, yeah. So it was supposed to come out October 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like an exciting thing, and that JJ announced that.
Cloverfield news is like another clue popped up on the MySpace.
Yeah,
somebody had to figure out. Not like a release date.
Exactly. But this is kind of interesting because, definitely. In October, it moved to February 2nd, and so that's where it sat. It has sat on February 2nd since October.
Mm-hmm.
So someone tweeted out from Slash Film, they were like, hold on a second, this movie's coming out in like a month?
Yep.
And there's like absolutely nothing? That's kind of what happened with Cloverfield
Lane. Not even
Lane.
A Cloverfields episode?
10 Cloverfield Lane came out in like the span of a month.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Kind of.
It really did. It was announced and then it was like going to be released. I think it was weeks actually, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks or something.
Did we really only have 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah,
like
of ARG and all that shit. Yeah.
Interesting.
It was either a month or less, but it was like around that much time.
Mm-hmm.
So, people are thinking, well, where the fuck is our ARG and shit? If it's coming out February 2nd,
remember the Comic-Con thing?
The slush-o
thing. The slush-o truck. You ever get something from that?
I certainly didn't.
Neither did I.
Wow. I wonder if they're waiting.
Or I wonder if we parked that slush-o van in a dead end.
Yeah. I wonder. Yeah. They must be saving something. Regardless, there is some actual news, which is the date has been pushed once again. So a tweet was sent out from a press release that Paramount, Paramount confirmed that and by the way, there's still no title for this movie.
You don't have to yell.
It's still Untitled Cloverfield Movie is what they're calling it.
There is speculation that it's just going to be an hour and 45 minutes of John Goodman kissing T.J. Miller. Open mouth on a couch.
I'd watch the fuck out of that.
In a bunker.
So anyway, Paramount confirmed.
Playing naked two-hand touch football.
Two-hand touch. I was unaware of that version of the game. Paramount confirmed that the Untitled Cloverfield movie will find its way to theaters on April 20th.
April 20th. Mark your calendars. Unless you don't care, then leave your calendars alone.
So this tweet from managing editor Eric Davis over at Fandanga says, in case you were wondering, because I was, that Untitled Cloverfield movie is still opening on February 2nd. But then Paramount had to rush in and say, oops, never mind. No.
They only said something because somebody else. That's so weird to me.
Well, a lot of people were talking.
Are you nervous?
Yes. A lot of people were talking about it.
Okay. Okay. I don't know how any of that stuff works, man.
Did
I just
save that news?
Owen likes to bring things up that are definitely going to be talked about.
Uh-huh.
And then he wants me to drain my ideas before the podcast is recorded.
But if he doesn't talk to you about that, what do you two have to talk about?
That's a great question.
So if I'm playing Owen's advocate, which is my least favorite Tom Clancy film, it's either that or Silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes silence is...
Warren Beatty was in that movie.
Sometimes you welcome the silence, Mike.
Oh, man.
The silence is nice sometimes.
You ever walk into an apartment and you could just tell that the two people living in that apartment are done with each other and have been... Could be in a dorm room. Could be a brother-sister sleeping in the same room. Conversation.
Owen and I have had the same dynamic for like 15 years.
Same dynamic.
Welcome back to Same Dynamic. Anyway, so you know what's funny is that the April 20th release date of this new Cloverfield movie puts it up against the Overboard remake.
The Overboard remake?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a remake of the movie Overboard.
With Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon?
No, that's called... Grumpy Man. Grumpy Boy. Two grumpy boys about this age.
Two grumpy boat boys.
About yay tall.
What's Overboard, Steve?
You don't know what Overboard is? It's a bad movie.
Well, would
man.
I be asking that question 8 times?
Well, do you know who Kurt Russell is?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Do you know who Goldie Hawn is?
Yeah, I know her too.
Well, I'll tell you what.
She looks different now.
She does look a bit different. Be hard to point her out. But I will say that they starred in a very rapey movie about a man who tricks a woman into believing she is his wife. And boy, oh boy, is it a fun comedy. Lots of laughs. Lots of laughs while this man takes advantage of this poor woman. But
she doesn't know that she's not his wife.
She doesn't know because she went overboard, Mike.
So
she went overboard on a boat.
Memory?
And she got amnesia.
From water?
She fell hard into the water.
Was there like, somebody check the amnesia levels in the water before?
Oh, yeah. This water's full of amnesia. Don't go swimming in it.
You know, Plankton has a lot of amnesia.
Is that one of the SpongeBob characters?
Amnesia salad?
Plankton's my favorite Weezer album.
Dude, Elliot Morgan would love that joke.
I think he would, yeah.
He doesn't even like that joke structure.
No, he doesn't. I know he doesn't. Because
he doesn't get it.
It's okay. It's not, it's just, it's a simple, it's such a simple throwaway joke. Anyway, forget about Overboard or anything. But anyway, so that's it. That's the Cloverfield news. So
okay.
So I didn't want to do a whole fucking Cloverfields episode, and that's all we have to talk about.
This has been?
But that's the thing. The thing is like, everybody's like, when you gonna talk about it? And it's like, we're not gonna put up a whole other podcast to say that one bit of information.
All the news is in the headline for whatever article that was.
Exactly.
We don't need to cover that.
No. So how about that? When something isn't like a huge thing, we'll just cover it in Dynamic Banter.
Yeah.
And then when there is a lot to talk about, like when the ARG starts or whatever, we'll do a Cloverfields.
Yeah.
Does that sound fine?
Yeah.
Everyone okay with that?
You know what would be fun, ARG, is if HUD from the first Cloverfield movie was filming our podcast and it was shaky as shit. And he was making comments the whole time.
Fuck.
You guys gonna keep blowing the horn?
Mike, let me ask you a quick question.
It's good library music.
Guys, let's be honest for a second here. You're supposed to brush your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day. Did you know that?
Thank you.
But do you? Hey, listen. Whether your answer is yes or no, or maybe, I'm not here to judge. But what I am here to say is you need Quip. The electric toothbrush that looks like it was designed by Apple and cleans like a premium electric brush, but without the high price.
Let me give you a challenge.
That's all it is, guys. It's a new electric toothbrush that packs just the right amount of vibration into an ultra-slim design with guiding pulses to simplify better brushing. That's right. I use the brush. Mike uses the brush. It's wonderful. It's easy to use, like a space-age future toothbrush. Like if there, like I wouldn't be surprised if there's one in an episode of Black Mirror.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of them just up and went to the moon by itself.
And I'll tell you what it does while you're brushing it, and you got that baby vibrating. It tells you when to stop. It says stop. It says a voice in your head says stop.
You know what it does to your teeth?
It definitely doesn't do that. It doesn't say stop.
No, but it does stop.
It does stop. The vibration stops, and that's how you know you switch to the other side of your mouth.
Interesting.
And start brushing. And then you... And then that stops, and you go, time to go to the other side.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You know what it does for your teeth and your breath? Makes good.
It makes it good. It's a make good for your teeth and your breath. And I'll tell you guys something else here while I get this music back.
I'm now telling the computer exactly what it can do with live hot spy talking.
Quick, Quip. Oh, God.
Oh, ready, boy.
Hold on.
And it's
hold on. Abandoned ship!
Splashing sound.
Quip comes with a mount that goes right on your mirror, and it looks great. And they offer an optional subscription plan, which delivers new brush heads on a dentist-recommended 3-month schedule for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. And it's backed by a network of over 10,000 dental professionals, including dentists.
We should start the episode over.
Hygienists. Dentists and dental students. Now here's the deal. Quip starts at just $25, guys. And right now, when you go to getquip.com/banter to get your first refill pack free, with a Quip electric toothbrush, you're going to get exactly that. The wording's a little strange, but let me simplify it for you. You can get your first refill pack free. Holy God. I'm trying so hard. I'm just nervous. For some reason, I'm nervous. Hold my hand. Go to getquip.com/banter. Get your first refill pack for free. Give me both hands. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/banter. That's G-E-T. Q-U-I-P. .com. That's G-E-T. QUIP.com. That's G-E-T. QUIP.com/banter. Get Quip. Get that fancy toothbrush, will ya? Oh, fuck. I'm so scared. Mike, let me ask you a challenge. You ever heard about Squarespace?
Heard about it.
Tell me what you know. Tell me what you know.
I mean, I know it's an all-in-one website platform where you can build other websites. I know that I've built my website, MikeCalzone.com, for years through Squarespace. I know they got 24/7 customer service.
Sure.
I know that they're always there to answer your every question, every problem I've ever had, solved in about 24 to 48 hours.
Sure, that's two.
I know that they do e-commerce. You could have your own store where you could sell your own stuff. You could sell somebody else's stuff.
That's two. What else?
I know they have a bunch of templates that you can download from award-winning designers.
So as you can see, there are two great things about Squarespace. And that's about it. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use that offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase or website or domain. Guys, we've talked about Squarespace a lot. We like them a lot. They like us a lot.
Always.
They enjoy jokes.
They were supporters back in the Source Fest.
Yeah, and they like our jokes.
They're supportive of our jokes.
They're supportive of little mistakes.
You can make a good website with Squarespace.
Guys, just look, use Squarespace to make your website. If you're thinking of making a website, maybe you want to build a website for mom for Valentine's Day. Mom, I love you. Be my Valentine. Here's our website. My website to me and my mom. MeandMyMomValentine.com.
It's not a bad idea.
No, it's not. It's nice. Isn't that nice?
It's also not a good idea.
Why don't you surprise the fuck out of your mom and make a Valentine's Day I Love You Mom website and make your mom your Valentine this year.
It's beautiful.
Take your mom on a nice romantic date.
Go to a Starbucks and edit the website together.
Have a candlelit dinner with your mom. Then afterwards, see where it goes. Who knows? And the thing is if you build the website, imagine how much mama would love that. Mama's going to give you three kisses after that website. If you send her that link, mama and me, mamasmyvalentine.com. What is your mom going to think when she sees that vanity URL?
Is your dad going to be jealous of how great your website looks?
Maybe you can make your dad a Valentine's Day. Why don't you make your dad a Valentine website? MyDadIsMyValentine.com/no-one-can-tell-me-otherwise.
Dot biz.
Dot mind your own biz.
Mind your own dot biz. Has anyone done mind your own dot biz?
Oh, fuck.
Yet?
That's so good.
You could do that with Squarespace.
Yeah, with Squarespace. Open up mind your own dot biz. And guys, Mike said it already. There's beautiful templates, easy to use, nothing to install, 24-hour award-winning customer service. Nothing to patch or upgrade. It's free, secure hosting. There's built-in search engine optimization. It's just everything you want from a website with the ease of everything in your life that's easy.
It's real good. You need an example? Go to MikeFalzone.com. Snoop around
Take
for
a look.
Little bit. Click the link that says Dynamic Banter. Buy a t-shirt and then sign up for your own Squarespace website.
Find a little pixel Mike hid on the website and click it, and you'll find a video of Mike in the tub.
Let me give you a tub.
Mike in the tub. Let me give you a tub. Mike in the tub. So guys, don't forget, go to squarespace.com/banter and get 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thanks, Bobby Mama.
I missed this. Not doing it for a week. I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too, man. We have fun. We have fun. Hey, we have fun.
Yeah. You said that like you're trying to convince me.
No, but you know what I do have to convince you, Mike?
What's
that? I've got a new virtual reality experience for you to try.
I'm not a fan, man.
Here's the thing, though. Remember the last one you tried? The like rec room with the stand-up?
Yeah.
That was fun, right?
For a couple minutes.
Okay. This next thing that I'm going to show you is even more fun. And for funny boys, it's funny. You're going to make giggles. I'm going to hear you laugh. I like hearing you laugh.
Well, this is the place. Could you, is it totally a surprise or could you?
I don't want to tell you, but I will say.
Why bring it up on a podcast?
Are you a fan of Richard Morty?
Not as much as I should be.
Okay.
I've never disliked an episode, but I don't watch it.
Okay. That. Well, it isn't Richard Morty, okay. But it's from the people who made it.
Funny people.
Funny, very, very.
Mr. Meeseeks.
Couple of.
And company.
Funny, very, very. Couple of them.
There's a couple of them.
Very funny. So Mike, guess what? I finally did a thing. I went to the P.O. Box!
That's great. Was there supposed to be... Is that better? Let me give you a package.
Mike, we got it. We went to the P.O. Box and boy, oh boy, was there a bunch of packages.
There's so much stuff, man.
Now, it's been a while, so... You know, I don't know. I'm just going to say.
Don't eat anything that comes out of the packages.
Why?
Because it's been a while. It's been a while.
Oh, I'll eat anything in here. I don't care. I'm a boy. But I will say that for those of you that would like to send us stuff, I'll be regularly heading to the P.O. Box in 2018. The address for that is Steve Zaragoza. 4335 Van Nuys Boulevard, number 156, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. And make sure to just write Dynamic Banter on there, just so I know it's for the... Anyway, Mike, would you like to do the honors of opening the first gift?
Nope.
Okay, well then I'm going to do the honors.
I don't like that noise.
Which one? Which one?
So, that's nice. That's good. Now I'm back in it. It's really, this is kind of like delayed Christmas.
It is. This is the, you know what this should be, Mike? This should be the Christmas episode of Dynamic Banter, since we're opening gifts.
We should have at least one.
Every show's got to have one.
Describe what you're seeing.
Well, I'm seeing... Oh, my shit. I'm seeing a lot of something.
Okay.
And I'm seeing a note here.
That's a long note.
Hello, baby boys. I am Patrick, a Canadian-born boy from British Columbia.
Congratulations, Patrick.
You lucky son of a... I was going to write a long, sappy letter, but I'll just leave it at this point. Please don't ever stop trying to entertain people. You're both great at it. You've made a positive difference in my life. Enjoy the chocolate.
Oh.
Hope it's not melted. I included a history road. Read it or don't. Sorry for the terrible writing. We're going to read it.
Thank
Let's
you very
this.
Much
Let's
for the kind... That's a very kind letter.
Yeah, thank you very much, Patrick, from Canada.
We got some chocolate.
There's a lot of this in here.
Canadian chocolate?
Ooh, crunchy. Oh, fuck.
Let me give you Canadian chocolate.
Oh, fuck. Fuck my dirty little butt. Oh, put my dirty butt down your mouth. Look at this. What is caramel? We got caramel. We got crunchy, which is fucking good. Speaking of, it's a little crunchy. I eat more is something I've never heard
That's
of.
Pretty good.
This... Eat, I like it. Eat more.
That's a smart name for a candy.
It's dark toffee. It's a dark toffee peanut chew. God bless you. This is an O Hen. Oh no, it's not an O Henry. It's an O Canada.
Interesting. Those are heavy. This bar's got some girth.
This one's called Mr. Big. Hold on, little girl.
Down and mount it down to you.
Stand up, little girl.
A broken heart can't be that bad.
When it's through, it's through. Dread the tears of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show. This boy's called Crispy Grunge.
Dude, they're all...
They're all different. This one's called Wunderbar.
Wonderful bar.
That's a wonderful bar. There's so much chocolate. Oh, Arrow, dude.
Arrow's banging. Dude. Cadbury is like, oh, good Canadian Smarties.
Smarties.
That's what these sound like.
Wow, Patrick. And it just keeps going. Another Wunderbar, so we each get one. Wow, this is so much candy. You're so sweet. Another caramel. Looks like we got doubles. Another crunchy. Mike. We both got such wonderful treats. Another Crispy Crunch. And I think, there might only be one Coffee Crisp.
I'll take it.
I'll
take it.
All right, you can have it.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Steve, I want to give something to you for Christmas.
What are you giving me, a Coffee Crisp?
It's a Coffee Crisp. I know you like them.
Mike, hey, in the spirit of giving,
yeah,
I'd like to give you a Christmas gift.
What is it?
It's called Coffee Crisp.
Wait a minute.
It's from Canada. It's a Canadian candy.
Passing on. Is that so?
No. Okay, how about this?
Back to you.
Since there's only one Arrow and only one Coffee Crisp, what do you want to do here? You want to trade or you want to hang on to what you got?
I'd like to give you the Coffee Crisp.
Then I'd like to give you the Arrow.
I'd like to give you the Arrow.
I want you to have the Arrow. You know what, Mike? I'd like to have you the Coffee Crisp. Amen. All right. What's next? We got some letters here. You want to open a letter, Mike?
I'll trade you a letter for a Coffee Crisp and an Arrow.
I'll do it.
Sounds like a good trade.
There is also one box of Smarties, but I know you like Smarties, so Smarties, that's all you, baby. Shits. God bless you, Patrick.
Let me bite the Coffee Crisp.
God bless you, Patrick.
Can I just have one bite?
Of it through the package?
Oh, did somebody draw this? This says, Happy New Year, Jingle Horse. And it looks like it's a warrior color.
A warder color?
Doesn't it look like somebody painted this?
Let me see, it certainly does.
Aquaman watercolor?
Yeah, yeah.
It's very beautiful.
What's it say, Michael?
If you didn't, how dare you take credit for it? But I think they did. Mike and Steve, thank you so much for a crazy and creative 2017. I loved working on Dynamic Banter, and I can't thank you enough
for the opportunity.
Yeah, this is Sarah. It's Sarah G.
Oh, Sarah!
This is our new editor.
Yes! Yes, Sarah!
So she definitely made it.
Wow, what a wonderful person.
And she has her own little stamp. She's the best, man. Sarah G's attention to detail is insane. Anyway, I hope you both enjoy the holidays and have a great new year. I look forward to working with you on some hilarious content. Thank you, Sarah G. Thank you, Sarah G, for everything you do for the
damn show. That's so wonderful. We appreciate you, Sarah G. How about a two horn, huh?
Sarah, cut this part out. Where we told
we
you
say
how
nice things about you. Just keep it for yourself. Keep it to yourself. There's another letter here. Would you like me to take?
And I'd like you to have a Wunderbar.
Mike, I'd like you to have a coffee crisp.
Coffee crisp.
Coffee crisp.
Okay. What if the Canadians were just trying to make cookie crisp, but they thought we said something else?
Okay, so I all right. Well, maybe I'll read first. We've got some talented fans here, Mike.
Okay.
Hey, Lee boys, I've been wanting to send you two something for a while. I didn't want to, then I thought I'd draw you two boys. Steve paused for 14.6 seconds for all the chickens in the forums. That's a long time to pause, man, and we're like...
I don't know how to count out the 0.6.
I'm going to just... You know what? How about this? How about a 6? We'll take the 6 seconds. Okay. My favorite episode is by far that time Steve almost died. By the way, Owen, how does it feel to be corrected? Tic Tacs Co. You guys are hilarious. Never stop creating. Steve, mess with the audio levels or something. Oh, he wants me to do chicken bakes. Sincerely, Lil Danny, a.k.a. Max. Note, I am not actually Lil Danny. All Lil Danny's rights and properties go to Lil Danny LLC.
That's Lil LC.
Lil LC. Mike, this drawing from Max.
Max No Sleeves?
It's good, but it looks like one of those police renderings.
Yeah, it does.
Of two perverts.
These two men drive two vans. Stay away from both the vans.
They drive them together. They drive the vans together. You'll see two vans on the road together so that they can talk to each other across each other's vans. Stay out of both of those vans.
Stay out of both the vans. It's imperative.
Just stay out of both the vans. Thank you, Max. Mike, here's a package.
How am I supposed to open these, man?
Use your goddamn bare hands.
Use a bear's hand.
Use one bear's hands. God, I love this season.
This one is from, says here, from longtime fan, Amazon Fulfillment Service.
Wow, we got some big fans.
It's a box of smaller fans.
A Noel! The key.
Oh, it's a pop man.
A what?
Pop vinyl.
Oh.
Of?
Gudetama! It's a Gudetama pop vinyl, and he's using a bacon as a towel.
You know what is weird about this one? He looks sad.
Up here it says Gudetama the lazy egg. That's just mean.
That's a lazy egg.
What a lazy egg. Wow. Love it. Any notes in there?
How do you figure out who it's from?
There should be a gift receipt, or not a receipt, there's but it should be like some sort of documentation in there.
No.
No?
No.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you to whoever sent us the Gudetama pop figure. That's really sweet.
Maybe it put itself in the box.
Maybe Gudetama is a fan of the podcast.
And we can't thank you enough.
All right, here's a new package. It says do not bend or fold, and there's a nice little bend right here in the corner.
Nice little fold.
Thanks, USPS.
Fold
on the package. Break your fold with the package.
Ignore the writing that says don't bend. Don't bend nor fold.
Don't bend. Oh my goodness.
Okay, well, I'm destroying this.
Well, not as much as it's...
not as much as it already had been. This is from J.D. Duffy. And there's there's a cute little... This is... Oh, I don't want to ruin this little card here, but I guess I have to. There's a nice little card here with an adorable little raccoon. Is that a raccoon?
Maybe a sheep monk?
A beaver, maybe?
That's like a skunk? Squirrel. Squirrel. Why are you saying everything but squirrel? It could only be that.
You think that's a squirrel? Yeah. Squirrels like that, you think?
Yeah.
On the front, the squirrel, it says, just wanted to say... Have a bright, delightful Valentine's Day. And then Valentine's Day is violently crossed out. Salutations! I recently saw these at a flea market, and I instantly thought of you two, anxiously awaiting the day that the BYC Forums becomes aware of the Dynamic Banter podcast. I really hope that doesn't happen. If it happens, I'm going to have to stop. So no one call attention.
Oh, I say we already stop.
Oh, yeah?
New year.
New year, new bit?
Yeah.
All right. Jay Tholomew. Thank you, Jay. Here's the card if you want to take a look at it, Mike. Let's see.
Jay, is this a squirrel, you think?
I like how the ringing is still happening.
That's my favorite sound on the podcast.
It's great.
I call that the dirty ding.
Did you ever watch the adult film Come All Ye Faithful?
It's very religious, very sacred song, Steve. What is this? What is this?
Oh my God.
The advertisement on the back for Crest.
I mean, you gotta be kidding me.
What is it?
Muppet Magazine.
There's a Muppet Magazine?
And it's featuring the world of Labyrinth.
Oh, that's crazy talk.
Oh my God. And check. Let me read what the headline for this is. Wow, Muppet Magazine.
Show the camera.
Okay. Let me take it out of this bag.
Yeah, ruin it. Ruin it with your hands.
Oh, I think there's two. There's two. Oh, my God. Okay. Wow, this is absolutely wonderful. Here's the cover.
Kermit doing studio pictures is pretty good.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
You know, they call these a photo puppet. I'll explain that to you later.
I can probably figure it
out. Muppet Magazine from summer 1986. It says, the weird fantasy world of Labyrinth, the hit summer movie. Fortunately, it wasn't. Hot stars. It says hot stars. Ali Sheedy is a hot star in 1986. And Mitch Gaylord and Dr. Honeydew at the beach.
They're hanging out with a Muppet at the beach.
You ever hung out at the beach with a Muppet? Look at this.
That's a fun.
Wow,
that's a
this
fun
is
magazine.
So great. Thank you so much, Jay Tholomew. And there's another copy of Muppet Magazine here with Robin Williams and Pee Wee Herman on it.
That's really cool.
How cool is that?
That's very awesome. What is that one about? What's inside that one? Any more pictures of photo puppets? Photo puppets.
This is a photo puppet.
It's the process in which a plant divides itself.
You know, let me tell you something, Mike. You may think it's funny to gag on photo puppets, but let me tell you something. It's a magical thing, a photo puppet. You know what it is?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you do, Mike. You know what it is? It's a Muppet that is made completely from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Which means every piece of its body is created.
Yeah.
Whereas when the puppet version of, say, Kermit is made...
He doesn't have any innards.
He doesn't have any legs.
Right. And whose fault is that?
And I will say this. The photo puppets are posable. They have wireframes in their bodies so that they can be posed in any which way you'd like, including mouth movements. You make them look disappointed in your friends. And I'll tell you what I have, Mike. I have a couple of master replicas, replica photo puppets in my possession.
Is that right?
Yes, I do. I have a Kermit the Frog.
Why have we never seen those?
I have an Animal and I have a Gonzo.
That's great.
Because they're very big.
Can you make Gonzo?
They're bigger than E.T. They're about as big as E.T. in a dress.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's a big puppet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, it's a big puppet. You know what they say.
This is absolutely a wonderful gift. Thank you. Mike and I will sift through here. The Muppet Magazine, though, I will say, this one says it features a rock poster with Janice.
Awesome.
They talk about Miami Mice. Maybe it'll go up there, huh? There's also John Candy's Ode to Spring and Lily Tomlin and Hands Across America. This is cool.
Nice. What a star-studded issue of Muppet Magazine.
Look at this.
Is that Janice?
That's
Is that Janice, a full-size Janice?
It's like a Tina Turner Janice. That's a photo puppet.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Tina totally with We Don't Need Another Gonzo.
Janice wasn't afraid to make a statement.
Oh, no. This is wonderful, isn't it? That little Lord Jesus. There you go, Mike.
Little Lord Janice.
Little Lord Janice. Here, I'll take
that. Yeah, take those and make them good. This is from Mio Stanley.
Bless you.
In Westminster Co. It feels like a Macy's box. Clothes.
Oh, socks. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for your Westminster socks.
Oh, thank you. You ever get those Hanes in those boxes? Remember when we were kids and things came in those types of boxes
you
for
don't
Christmas?
Need to give underwear in a box. Like don't wrap up.
But I feel like they don't have boxes like this for Christmas anymore, do they?
I haven't seen one.
Right?
Forever. I also haven't gotten a little miniature sweater in a long time.
A tiny boy's sweater.
Featuring
little boys.
Featuring a volleyball player or some shit like that.
Tiny hoods.
Lee pocket.
Lee sleeves.
Sleels.
Tiny pocket. What did you put in that tiny pocket, Mike?
One, your house key. Your one house key was all that I could fit in that pocket. We got some reading material.
Oh, okay. Dear Stephen, Mike, obligatory, I love your podcast. I've been a fan for a long time, since day one of SourceFed. After you started your podcast, I've since convinced my boyfriend, another Tim and Eric fan, to listen to it as well. Now we bond over it every weekend. That's a seven horn honk.
You're gonna love this, Steve.
Anyway, Steve, do you remember when some rando asked for your clothing size on Twitter plus promised handmade clothes? Oh, no way.
I'll trade you what's in the box for the box.
Well, this is her. And these are those clothes. I'm really sorry for taking this long to get them to you at this point. Let's just call them a Christmas present. I have lots of excuses ready, but who cares? I'm trying not to look yet. I present you. You can open now if you haven't already. The ugly E.T. suit.
Not done. What? Be careful.
You've got to be kidding.
It's
you,
not done.
You have to be kidding me.
Now it's done.
Oh my God. Are those shorts?
They're shorts. Lee T.
Oh my fucking Christ.
There is a pattern of small ETs all over a button-down short-sleeve t-shirt and some shorts, otherwise known as the Steve Zaragoza uniform.
This is like a romp him. It's like an ET romp him.
It is very much like a romp. I can't wait to see that. You have to do a very involved photo shoot with those.
I don't know what to say. Mike.
They're beautiful. Hand custom made. We can get a pretty penny for that on eBay.
I'm sorry if they don't fit. I was just following the pattern. If it doesn't fit, I hope it's a good thrift store find for someone else someday. Oh, I would never get rid of this.
I know.
I would even if it doesn't fit. I would get it tailored.
That's why you're going to die poor.
I would get it James tailored.
It's beautiful. What an honor.
Oh, here we go. Here's a mini history road. Absolutely, I'm going to read this mini history road. On the conception of this suit, I dragged my boyfriend along to a routine trip to Joanne.
I like just calling it Joanne.
Dude, it's called Joanne.
What do you mean? It's not called Joanne Fabrics?
It's called Joanne Fabrics.
Yeah.
But just leaving out fabrics. Yeah. Just calling it
You're
Joanne.
On a first name basis with a store.
Let's go to Joanne. I need some glue.
You know she talks about it like that. Oh, I need some calligraphy pens.
Mike, I need like 70 fake flowers.
Okay.
Where would I go? Where could I go?
Well, you could see Joanne.
While we were there, he decided
a fake flowers.
to give to my mom for Valentine's Day. While we were there, he decided he wanted me to make him an ugly button-down shirt with some of their wacky character prints. Mm-hmm. We were looking for the perfect print when we stumbled across this ugly-ass mess of fabric. It's like thousands of ET.
Yeah, but they're all like two the same to be different. You know what I mean?
It's like so many. There's even belt loops. This is crazy amazing.
If you don't have an ET belt, I better not see a belt.
Could you imagine the tiniest belt for a kid? Are you trying to get that onto there?
Leo loops.
We immediately thought of you. It was perfect. So my boyfriend gave up his dream of the ugly shirt so we could gift it to you instead. Wow.
That's awesome.
We hope you like it.
Their relationship got worse to make you a suit.
I appreciate that. My one disappointment with this fabric is the severe lack of ET in a dress. Hundreds of ETs, not a single one in a dress. This is my first attempt at sewing real clothes, so please forgive the shoddy work, but I finished. Mike, I'm sorry for not including a present for you. Maybe someday I'll find an ugly wrestling print. I'll keep thinking and looking, but for now, let's just say my gift to you is that this present doesn't make any noise. It's only visually offensive.
I'll take it. It's a Merry Christmas.
Lots of love. And Merry Christmas from Mio and Adam. P.S. Please get Zoya on Dynamic Banter with Steve.
Yeah.
And please come to Denver someday. I'll try to get a word in to some local comedy clubs. Yeah, why haven't we had Zoya on as a guest?
Why haven't you had Zoya on as a guest?
But without you?
It should just be you and Zoya. Me and Zoya have a podcast.
I think we should have Zoya here with us.
Okay.
I think it would be fun. I would gladly do one with her also.
Let's see what she's doing.
Owen's taking a shit. I can't wait for him to see
this. Dude, it's beautiful and it's wonderful, and I appreciate, even though it's not for me, I appreciate the effort that went into that. And you know what she was saying when she was like, there's no ET in a dress? If you really want to zoom out and look at it, you're dressed in ET.
It's an ET dress.
You're
It's ET dress.
You're in a ET dress.
All right, let's see what this gift is.
Oh, God. That one explodes a little bit.
Oh, no.
It's an ET dress.
This comes from Bunt Cake. Oh, my God. It just says, Bunt Cake, my name is Birds.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Mike, I'm going to hand this to you because I need you. I think your description of this will be funnier than what I could say.
There's a big tag that just says latex toy. And there are two tags that point out what this is and what this does. There's one that says latex toy and there's one that says grunts. So this latex toy grunts. It looks to be a dog toy. I wonder if we'll get the same level of enjoyment out of it. There's only one way to find out. It's It's a football-shaped petrified pig.
It's a terrified pig.
The pig looks terrified, perhaps, at the jaundice that it's acquired recently. And when you squeeze it,
sounds
at least something like this. I like everything about that. I like the toy. I like the sound it makes. It's a good replacement horn. Grunted petrified pig.
Can I read to you what it says on the back, Mike?
Please.
It says, "It's all about the squeeze." It says, "Come on, make some noise."
It's a dog toy.
Dogs love the high-pitched sounds these toys make. Bright, colorful, in so many different shapes and sizes. There's one for every playful, toy-loving pooch out there. Some are stuffed. Some can float. Go ahead, give it a squeak. And watch the fun begin.
Dude, you could have that thing as a guest.
Ask it a question, Mike.
Well, you got to give it a name.
Mortimer.
I guess we'll start with the basic question. How was your holiday season? Okay. Well, I guess not everybody could have a merry, happy. Okay. Sorry to bring up kind of bad memory. Did you do anything for New Year's Eve? Okay. All right. Well, did you get reservations to that place? I didn't get let in. So sorry to bring up that source. Okay. If you ever come across one of these toys, never ask it about music.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Holy God.
All right, final present.
Oh, it's a big box. You're gonna die on this show one day.
What a better way to go. Better way to cook.
Better way to go. Blue Apron, a better way to go. I don't like that. You made a nice thing into a bad thing.
It sounds like a dinosaur.
This one's from Coos Bay, Oregon. Amber Martinez sends it.
All right. God bless America, huh? Who's there?
Oh, now you're one.
Yeah. Hey, are you tired, Warner? You want to go to bed? You sweepy. Yes, you gonna go sweep. You want some milk? What kind of milk you want?
Skim.
Oh, you want skim milk?
Yeah.
You like skim milk? Is there another? What's your favorite milk? You like strawberry milk? No? You like soy milk? No? What about chocolate milk? Well, that's Mortimer. What can you say?
Is that a yeah?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Describe what you're seeing here, Mike. Oh, here we go. There's a letter here. It says, "Merry Christmas and happy holidays. I hope this season is full of love, joy, friends, laughter, family, and happiness. I want to send you two a little box of goodies and treats to add some holiday love to your day. The red stocking is for Steve and the green one is for Mike. I hope you enjoy everything. Thank you for bringing so much joy and laughter into my life. Never doubt for a second that you don't have the power to create change, because the energy that you both bring into this world makes it all a whole lot better to live in. Thanks for all the energy and time that you put into Dynamic Banter and all your other projects. It doesn't go unnoticed, and I appreciate it greatly. I am so excited to see what 2018 has planned for you guys. Thank you for always showing me so much kindness and love. Every time I see you, I'm so happy to have you both in my life. Hope to see you soon. Oh, it's Amber! Amber Faith Trust Pan!
Oh, nice!
Yes!
Thank you, Amber. Thank you, Amber, so much.
She said, P.S. Steve, I'm getting the tattoo you wrote for me on 110. Can't wait for the pain and for you to see it.
What did you write?
That's so sweet. I can't remember. It was like a Peter Pan thing. Nice. And she wanted it in my handwriting.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. These have been around since the beginning of time.
Dude, an almond roca is the best.
Yeah?
I'm such an almond roca boy.
You're horny for almond rocas?
I got a big boner for rocas. Yeah, these are great.
Starburst jelly beans?
What'd you call it?
Starburst jelly beans?
Starfish belly jeans? Do you like that cartoon Starfish belly jeans?
Starfish belly jeans. We got a pin. Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mike, I got an ornament. Wait, show me what that is.
A horniment? I got little...
Whoa, wrestling boys!
Three Leo wrestling boys. I believe it's Hulk Hogan, Macho Mang, and Ultimate Warrior.
Please look at this ornament. It's an ornament of the Mario Man.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's so good.
What would he do if you walked up and handed that to him?
He'd be like, when did you take this picture?
Hey, what? Dude, that guy would go absolutely batshit crazy.
He would lose his mind.
If you walked up and handed him...
And then just walked away.
Everything you've made of him, and then walked away and didn't say anything. I got a little note here with my pins. Okay. It says, I know absolutely nothing about wrestling except for the fact that Hulk Hogan is a Hillary Duff fan because I sat next to him at a Hillary Duff concert when I was 9. Anyways, stumbled across these pins on Etsy and I thought they were cute. I hope you enjoy. They're wonderful.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Look at this.
What's this? Oh, it's another pin.
It's a burrito E.T.
Why is E.T. in a burrito?
Burrito. Burritito.
Burritito. Oh, that's great. I like it. A bean burritito.
Square Bob action pants. There's also a nice new horn in here.
Square Bob action figure.
Sold separately. This is a wonderful Christmas tree.
Dude, this is terrific. So many candied canes.
Ooh, look at this bowl. Nice. Nice horn. Thank you.
This could be from any year, these Christmas candies.
Did you get a crisp Kringle?
I got a crispy Kringle.
There's got to be a crisp Kringle in it.
Crispy Kringle. Holy shit.
Did you get a crisp Kringle?
Oh, these are Kohl's. Have I been that much of a bad baby?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just some more pins to add to your collection. I searched many places for these Planet of the Apes pins and found these. I believe they are limited edition from the site I bought them on, so yay, cool. Oh, my God. Look at these pins! Crisp Kringle? Look at these fucking Planet of the Apes pins! Oh! Fuck! Well, they're limited edition. No more! They're not limited anymore.
These were just mint condition.
These were...
Until very recently were these...
Look, there's a Dr. Zaius and everything!
Dr. Zaius.
Yeah! Amber, you're such a sweet BB, and I thank you so much. What a sweetheart. Oh, and look at this ornament Amber got us. All right, well, guys, look, this has been a really long episode, But I still have a history road to read.
Yeah, let's read it and let's get out of
here. Let's read it and get out of here.
So we can give ourselves diabetes.
Yeah, we got a bunch of candy. Canadian candy. Here, you like Skittles, Owen?
Owen, I'd like to give you a coffee crisp.
Owen's arms aren't what they once were. Owen, would you like to have a crisp Kringle? Look at this. All right. I'm getting nothing out of that guy.
Owen didn't like crisp Kringle as much as we like.
Jesus Christ. All right. So it's been a month since you guys have heard the History Road theme. So let's play it.
History. History.
God, that bass just doesn't stop. It is riding the whole time.
That bass refuses to quit.
Like, you get that bass started, and I'll tell you what, it doesn't take a break.
History. History.
Yeah, Owen was just saying it was in a Honda commercial. We were enjoying the bass, Owen. You picked the wrong moment to mention that. History Road, the angry Polish man. I hope this isn't another insensitive one. We've been getting insensitive History Roads. I think I know who you know who you are. You sent a History Road that was insensitive. We had to cut it out.
You've been blocked.
The angry Polish man. Earlier this year, I was traveling with with two friends in Western Europe. While in Scotland, we thought it would be fun to rent a vehicle and go up through the Highlands.
Humble brag.
As I was the only one over 25 and able to drive manual, I was the chosen driver. Up to this part of our trip, I was freaking the fuck out about this. How was I going to shift with my left hand? Those bozos drive on the wrong side of the road. Seriously, I was terrified. We got the car with Max Insurance, and off we were in the middle of fucking Edinburgh. Fuck me, get me out of this city. And I was so sure I would be fine. Shit is in the car.
Are you reading every eighth word?
We were ready to go. Immediately enter a roundabout. Now we have them. That's my favorite Rush song. Now we have them here, but not gigantic major intersection ones. Both my friends on high alert, spinning around, spawning and calling out cars and instructions.
Calling out cars is my favorite Dishwalla song.
We made it. Calling Out Cars is my favorite 80s movie with John Candy. It's a funny one of his little known ones. Lee. Oh, boy. Oh, here we go. Okay, both of my friends on high alert, spinning around, spotting and calling out cars and instructions. We made it. Shifting is easy as fuck. What was I worried about? Couple turns, and we're on our way. The confidence was setting in. Not good. See, the streets there are significantly narrower in North America than in North America. We were in the city, so cars lined the streets. All of a sudden, I hear, "Pat, move over," followed by a loud noise. 2 fucking minutes into this 3-day adventure, and I fucking clip someone's side mirror. Cue angry Polish man. I immediately, my thought is to just drive away. Fuck it, it's just a mirror. Friends tell me to pull over, and the only place to pull over is a no parking zone. Oh no. Some dude comes running up to my fatal car. My rental car, which, by the way, had 6 miles on the odometer and was brand new, and starts yelling, "You damaged my car!" over and over. I'm trying to get out but there's cars coming. Him yelling is pushing me to an anxiety attack. I finally get out to assess the damage, and everything's fine. Just the plastic casing on the mirror broke off. Zero damage on mine. He keeps freaking out. It's not my car! Over and over. Well, I say back, relax. It's not my car either. He's calling all sorts of people, and he's on his phone, just saying over and over that it's not his car. After 10 minutes of this, he pulls up a Amazon page saying his new mirror will cost £50.
Quickest Amazon search ever. Does he just drive around looking for people to replace his mirror that he's had on his wish list for fucking ever?
Taken aback, I just say, that's insane, dude. I'm not giving you cash. In retrospect, I should have. At this point, the police show up. Since I'm in a no parking zone, people are staring because of the angry Polish man. Police thankfully just want us gone, tell us to exchange information and insurance, and we'll deal with it. Nice guys, those Scottish police. So we fill out the whole Hertz accident report. I just want to leave, so I write all kinds of BS on it. Anyway, the next 3 days was a constant state of fear and anxiety, and I legit can't even think about it without the sense of dread. My friends had to shout at me the rest of the trip when I would drift left so I wouldn't hit more cars. I never reported the incident to Hertz and haven't heard anything, so I guess this has a happy ending. I have the report hanging on my fridge. Wait a minute. So you didn't even... I never reported the incident to Hertz. So you just... You're a dick.
This has been...
This has been... I forgot what you gave us. Oh, the candy. You gave us all the candy.
Thank you for the
candy.
Thank
you for the candy. Maybe not the best thing to not report that, but I don't know. I guess it wasn't a bad accident. Whatever. No one got hurt.
Well, the problem with karma is that it always
is. It has nougat. It comes with nougat.
Karma's back around. It always comes back around.
Mike, what are you up to? What do you got? Some dates?
I'm gonna find them. Let me just find them. Oh no. January 6th. Saturday, tomorrow, I'll be in West Hollywood at the world-famous Comedy Store in the Belly Room. I'd love to have you come out. And then next week, the 11th, which is the Thursday, it's time for Delman Show, which is definitely not Star Search over there.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Hollywood Improv Lab. Always a good time. Come to that. Then we go down to Chino Hills, and we go to the Dirty Penguin. Steve, one of the coolest places I've ever been.
The Dirty Penguin?
Fucking cool group of people.
Never even heard of it.
The owner's awesome. It's a brand new place. Come down. It's a really weird, awesome, new like coffee shop type thing.
Cool, I'm in.
But it looks like it's from the future. It's crazy. On the 14th, I might stop in at a show called Heavy, Heavy, Low, Low over there at Bar Lubitsch, and that's in West Hollywood as well. And then on the 20th, and you could buy tickets to this right now because they'll go fast, it's the Friends and Friends Crowdwork Show. Steve, what is crowdwork? That's when the comics show up with absolutely no idea what they're going to say. And we have some amazing comics. Me, Elliot, Delman, Deborah DiGiovanni, Ali Makovsky, a bunch of fucking people will be on that. Sean Joshi, a bunch of awesome people. And then January 25th, I'll be at Flappers over there in Burbank. And then I will be at the Laugh Factory on the 31st, which is a Wednesday. I'll be hosting. Dude, the Laugh Factory, not to get long-winded, but when I was in Connecticut watching stand-up, I would just watch stand-up constantly on YouTube and stuff like that. And
right.
I would watch clips from the Laugh Factory because they've been putting them out for years, and sure. I'll watch Andrew Santino and Chris D'Elia and all them, and Jeremy Holtz and many, many more people. And I always wanted to be there. That was like my place. That was like my number one stage I wanted to be on, was the Laugh Factory. And I moved here, and I would go see my friends and Andrew Santino there every single night for like the first month. And I hated it here, and I hated everybody. But I knew that every night I would go to this fucking place and I would have the best time and listen to the funniest people. And now I'm going to be on that stage. It's gonna
that's
be awesome.
Awesome, Mike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The end.
That's so rad. What a sweet little story. I like that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right? And I tried to hurry it up so I wouldn't get too
sap-tastic. No, don't hurry it up. You don't have to hurry up something like that.
Should I go back and tell it slower?
Yeah, please. I'll edit it, Ian.
Ian.
You guys can see me on my last legs.
Well, I would hope that sooner than later you would come on to my morning show and do a segment.
Oh, sure.
From the morning
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to do that.
I'm having a bunch of friends send in segments.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you can cut to their segments
yeah.
and stuff. That's a good idea.
So if you wanted to do that, you could do that.
Well, I am currently working with an app called Stardust and doing a new show on my YouTube channel where I review movies and such.
Nice.
And my next episode is going to be a most anticipated movies of 2018 video. Uh-huh. So if you want to be a part of that and get in on those videos, you just download that Stardust app. Just go to stardust.app.link/SteveZ and get that app.
Great.
Watch me do things.
Is that a free app?
It's a free app.
So you can watch exclusive content from my buddy Steve Zaragoza on that app.
And you could get in on a video with that app. You can get in into my video where I review movies and you'll be part of it. It was like the movie club on SourceFed.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What? Are you okay? I know you're kind of a smaller pig, Mortimer. I don't mean to offend you or anything, but do you wear t-shirts? He's a bit taken aback by the question. If you were big enough to wear a t-shirt, would you be interested in wearing a Dynamic Banter t-shirt? Okay, well, you can go over to MikeFalzone.com. You can click the Dynamic Banter button, and we're going to have brand new merch coming out real soon. We're going to refill all the t-shirts that we have, and we're going to get, and listen to this, you're going to like this, we're going to get hoodies made.
He's real excited. Mike, I can't stop it.
Please throw him
Fuck,
across
the
room.
I think he likes hoodies.
We'll get
Mike,
you a hoodie.
What are we supposed to say, Mike?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.